Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's 12 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with us, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. I consider it to be entrepreneurial nirvana, small business heaven. Little piece of heaven. You can go there if you're a small business owner or you want to be. Great place to go to find out about how to start a business, how to grow a business, and meet a lot of very interesting people, all of them very smart. And I'm not talking about me, folks. I'm talking about our brain trust, over 400 members who have deposited information there in the form of articles or archives of shows that we've interviews we've had in the past. So please check that out. And don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter, which comes every week by email. Let me introduce you now to a new friend of ours. I'm excited about getting to know Giovanni Cortolo. Giovanni is director of small business policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And because of his title, that makes him an automatic good friend of ours. Giovanni, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm proud to be here, and we're going to have a lot of fun today. Thank you.
It's good to have you here on the show, and I want to thank you for the hospitality, the wonderful hospitality. And I need to stop for a second and thank David Philippe for doing a great job of extending some great hospitality and helping me get everything worked out for being here today. And David's here this morning. David, we really appreciate that very much.
Well, thank you, Jim. We're here at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce building. We're right across the street from the White House, and what better platform to argue and talk about small business.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about the U.S. Chamber. Now, my audience knows all about chambers of commerce. They know about the local chamber. They know that if they're not members of the Chamber of Commerce, I'm asking them why. But they might not know as much about the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Tell us what the U.S. Chamber does.
Well, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is the national organization that advocates on behalf of small business and all business. 96% of our members are small business, and we advocate legislation on behalf of small business, regulatory issues with the agencies, and in the courts, and also in the court of public opinion, which is very important for small business.
No question about it, and that court of public opinion is very, very important, and it's becoming... That's a court that's becoming, it's getting higher up on people's radar screen, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Small businesses, our PR is improving, and if I have anything to do about it, it's going to keep getting better, and I know you feel the same way.
Oh, absolutely, Jim. We cannot, we have to stop apologizing for creating jobs and
right.
doing what, being the foundation of what makes this country great.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about some of the key issues that the U.S. Chamber is working on right now for small business?
Well, we have an eight-point platform that we feel is important for small business. At the top of that platform is health care, making health care costs more affordable for small business. This is a barrier that, unfortunately, is one that that small businesses struggle with. For five successive years,
yeah.
They've had double digits,
11, 12, 13%. And, of course, that just compounds. It's not just 11 this year and 12 next year. It's compounded.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the 12 on top of the 11 last year from last year.
We find that's the single most biggest issue
right.
facing small business today.
We do, too. And in the surveys that I see, the ones that we report on our show, it's the same thing. The number one issue is it used to be inflation. You know, for the last 30 years, it was inflation. Now it's health care and a lot of times taxes. You know, obviously we don't like where things are with regard to health care and small business, but I think we got to say we like the trend, don't we? I mean, the HSAs that we got in with the Medicare bill in December, that's a good thing for small business, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's going in the right direction. We advocate for a market-based solution. Obviously, some key components to that would be HSAs, would
right.
be
Portability,
making some rationality of our medical malpractice
exactly.
area.
Get some tort reform.
Tort reform, a big issue for small business,
right.
and this is emerging even above taxes as an issue for small business in general.
You know that I think I saw a report the other day, there are now 1 million attorneys. attorneys in the United States?
Well, most of those are going up against business in general,
right.
and really they're not creating jobs at all.
Well, that's the thing. You know, we give the legal profession a hard time sometimes, but I'll tell you, there is evidence of some predatory practices by trial lawyers, and small business owners shouldn't have to deal with that. I'm glad you guys are working on that issue.
Thank you.
What are some other things now? If you got an opportunity right now for small business, you had the president and the speaker and the president pro tem in front of you, and they said, Giovanni, what would you like for us to do today? What would you like for us to work on for small business today? What would you do?
Well, Jim, that's like saying, which one of the children do you like the most? We have a lot of issues. Obviously, health care, we mentioned taxes, making the tax changes permanent for small business. We've been very fortunate in acquiring some great tax benefits that lessens the penalties on investment for small business, quadrupling the Section 179 investment tax credit
right.
for small business.
And right.
That's another high item on our agenda.
That's got to be one of the. You know, that was such a great thing to happen. The direct expensing allowance now in 2004 it's up to $102,000 direct expensing. And that's really helped the economy, hasn't it?
Oh, it has.
It needs to be made permanent, or a reasonable facsimile thereof. That, along with the death tax and several others, it needs to be made permanent.
Oh, absolutely. It's a jobs issue. We certainly want to make sure small businesses are positioned to create jobs as we grow out of this into economic prosperity as we had in the 90s.
One of the things that people who are against the lower taxes on small businesses, one of the things that they don't get, Giovanni, is what I know and what you know. When I talk to small business owners, not only in the United States, but around the world, when I talk to entrepreneurs in other parts of the world, and I say, if you had some of your tax dollars back, what would you do with those dollars? Without hesitation, every one of them they've always said, I put it back in my business. They didn't say I'd give myself a raise, I'd go buy a new car, take a trip around the world. They said, I will put it back in my business. That's the reason why when you give a small business owner some of their capital back, they invest it wisely. They invest in the economy. And as you said a while ago, it's a jobs issue.
Yes, and we find the same thing here. Small businesses are the foundation of economic prosperity, and they want to grow. They want to create jobs. And this is how they produce the jobs, is through reinvestment.
Giovanni Cortola, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest and our new friend. Actually, I'm also his guest here in the U.S. Chamber of Commerce building across from the White House. He is the Director of Small Business Policy for the U.S. Chamber, and it's 20 after. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. When we come back, I'm going to ask Giovanni how the U.S. Chamber worked with local chambers. Stay with us.
I can't imagine any...
Back is 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and taking some pictures here. If you hear a little flash, we got a world-class photographer here taking a few shots of our visit to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I'm excited about being here, too. And believe it or not, folks, they're excited about me being here. I know that's hard to believe, but they are. And I'm sitting across from my new friend Giovanni Cortola, who's the Director of Small Business Policy. We got a couple of other guests coming in who are going to be on the show in just a few minutes. Zoltan Ox and David Albrecht and... they're going to be on the show in just a few minutes there, I should say. Giovanni, before we go any further, give us the U.S. Chamber's website, please.
www.uschamber.com.
uschamber.com. All right, sounds good. What will we find when we get there?
Well, you're going to find a variety of things because the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is the largest business organization in the world. And you're going to see emphasis on small business because we have a small business website as a subset of that website, and you're going to see a lot of how-to information. You're going to see our advocacy on there. You're going to see a small business tax center.
Do you have to be a member of the U.S. Chamber to benefit from those?
Well, it'll only let you go so far.
Right.
And
things are free. Some things are are behind a subscription.
But what you do for small
membership
is we'll give you a 3-day pass.
All right.
If you sign up, we'll give you a 3-day pass.
Sounds good. Now, if you're already a member of a chamber of commerce that's a member of the U.S. Chamber, what about that?
Well, you're not automatically a member of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce just because you belong to a state or local chamber.
Right.
Now, state or local chambers are our members.
Many of them are.
But we need the voice of small business. We need small businesses to be our members.
So you actually are encouraging small business owners to join the chamber, the U.S. Chamber, directly in addition to being a member of the local chamber.
Absolutely.
What happens when there's a couple of conflicts that I wanted you to help us with, potential conflicts. Number one is, if a local chamber wants you, obviously they want their local members to join, local businesses to join, and then you want them to join your organization. How do you deal with that potential conflict there?
Well, we know that the state and local chambers advocate on a state and local basis. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce advocates on a national basis,
right.
and we try not to cross those lines unless it has national implications.
So your attitude is both and.
Both
correct. And. Uh-huh. Here's another point of contention. On probably, 80-90% of the issues, big business and small business are in lockstep. But on some issues, they're not. And the chamber, U.S. chamber, works with both large and small. How do you deal with the conflicts between what's good for small business and what's good for big business in that profile of issues?
Well, Jim, I'm glad you asked that question because it's really a misconception that there's a lot of issues that are loggerheads between small and big business. Our strength is the fact that we represent all business, and we find that making a landscape that is potentially great for business helps both sides and regardless of the size of business. For instance, in legal reform or tort reform, when you can unify business together to solve that problem, it's good for everyone, all sizes.
Well, clearly, and as I said earlier, most issues that are business issues, big business and small business, are kindred spirits on. I think there are a few of those where they're different, and those just have to be dealt with. We got a couple of minutes left, Giovanni. What are some public policy issues that affect small business that you guys are going to be working on, say, in 2004, the top of your list?
Well, the top, as we discussed, is health care. That's a center plate issue. Legal reform, very big. Tax issues, we have to make those permanent because we have to make sure we have a great, robust society and a great environment for small business to survive. We work on trade issues, trying to provide open markets for everyone. It's amazing how small businesses don't realize how much they're involved in trade issues.
I'm glad you said that, Giovanni, because one of the things that I keep telling small business owners is, look around you. Yes, that's the marketplace you live in, but that's not the marketplace you do business in. That's not the only marketplace you do business in. Every small business owner in America is as close as an internet connection to being a global company, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Regulatory issues, the cost of paperwork just increases tremendously, geometrically, every year. We have only 300 laws that are passed, but most small businesses don't realize there's close to 4,000 regulations move every year, and those are very important.
Well, as the host of our program today, Entrepreneurship in the 21st Century, Chad Moutray, would tell us over at the SBA's Office of Advocacy, small business owners pay almost $7,000 per year per employee to comply with regulations, and that's almost double what the big businesses pay.
Oh, absolutely.
Per employee.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous, and I'm glad you guys are working on that. We got about 30 seconds or so. Any last-minute thoughts that you'd like to talk to the audience about the U.S. Chamber?
Well, we feel the U.S. Chamber is a very strong advocate for small business. We have several hundred people here that specialize in every aspect of every regulation and law that impacts small business and all business. So it's a very important aspect to who we are here at the Chamber.
If somebody wanted to join the U.S. Chamber, how would they do that?
Very easy. Come on to our website. You look for under Join Us, and you sign up. Very easy process.
All right. Sounds good. Giovanni Cortolo, the Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Giovanni, good to see you. Will you come back again another day?
I sure will, Jim, and thank you very much for allowing me to be on this program.
Thank you, and thanks for the hospitality. This has been great.
Great.
Thanks. Giovanni, see you later.
Okay.
In fact, I'll be seeing you during the day today. Quick break. I'll be right back with two more good friends, Zoltan Ox and David Audrick. We're going to talk about some other important things for small business. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.